Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's my privilege to be able to speak to you on the first combined service of the year.
我很高兴在今年第一次联合聚会跟大家传道。
But as important as first times are, last times are just as, if not more, important.
第一次呢和最后一次相比呢都是同样的重要。
The end of stories are the most important part.
因为这个任何故事的结尾呢都是这个故事的那个最重要的部分。
In fact, I have some friends that, skip to the end of books.
我有些朋友他看书呢往往就那个前面都跳过。
Because they get stressed out reading the book. What's going to happen? I don't know.
因为在阅读过程当中，不断的非常感到非常不安、紧张、迫切、渴望的想知道到底发生了什么。
And they read these books to relax.
所以他们读书呢，很多原因是因为要能够放松。
So in order to have a nice relaxing read, they skip to the end of the book.
所以为了能够得到一个比较放松的经历呢，他往往就跳过看看书的最后的部分结尾。
And they read through the ending and they find out what's going to happen.
在最后呢他们就知道这个故事的结局到底是怎么样。
So then they can relax.
这样呢他们就可以感到放松。
And they start from the beginning and then they start reading through.
然后再反过来看从头开始看。
It's completely stress-free reading.
所以呢整个来说整个的阅读过程呢是不想有任何的那个感到紧张。
No surprises.
毫无疑问。
No mysteries.
也没有任何的那个神秘感。
Because they've already read the most important part.
因为他们已经知道这个故事的最重要的部分已经知晓了。
The ending.
就是那个故事的结尾。
And like the endings to stories, people's last words are also very important.
在故事的结尾呢主人公的最后的那个话语呢也往往是很重要的。
People's last words to you before, they go on vacation or before you don't see them for a long time makes a great impression on your heart.
如果这个人要去度假或者他以后再也见不到你了，那么他在那个最终的临别的这个赠言呢，会给你留下深刻的印象。
If your kids go away to college and your last words to them their last communications are harsh.It leaves your heart feeling very uneasy.
如果你的孩子要去上大学呢，最后在走之前呢，你们之间的这个沟通对话呢，会你觉得依依不舍，也是很重要的。
Or if you say goodbye to a friend and your last words between your friend are not nice words, you might be thinking, I really don't look forward to meeting this friend again.
如果你最后见你的朋友要临别的时候，他的话语不是，最后话语会是让你觉得你可能就没有这个机会再。见到你这个朋友了。
But if the words are good, then your heart feels, glad.
如果最后的临别赠言非常良善，你的心中就充满着温暖。
Oh, I can't wait to meet my friend again.
又会说，我无法再等待，我急切地想我的朋友再见面。
Last words speak a great deal of who the person is.
最后的临别赠言呢？来说明你这个人到底是怎么样。
So this morning we are going to look at Jesus' last words in the Gospel of Matthew.
所以今天早晨呢，我们要来考察耶稣基督留给我们的那个最后的临别的赠言，就是马太福音二十八章。
We're going to look at Matthew chapter 28.
我们看马太福音二十八章。
At this point, Jesus has already been through his earthly ministry.
在这里呢，耶稣已经完成了他在地上的那个传道。
He's lived a perfect life.
他有一个完全的生命。
In complete obedience to the Father.
对神的完全的顺服。
He's gone to the cross willingly.
他自觉自愿地上了十架。
He suffered and died.
他在十架上受苦死去。
He's taken our punishment upon himself.
他把我们应该应得的那些惩罚带到自己的身上。
He's literally become a curse himself to be so that we may not be cursed.
所以他所有的咒诅都在他的身上，以至于我们不再受这个咒诅。
And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
3天以后呢, 他从死里复活。
Now his disciples are thinking, now what?
现在呢, 这些门徒想, 我们该怎么办?
What's going to happen?
会发生什么呢?
What's the plan?
将来的计划是什么?
What do we do now?
我们现在应该怎么做?
Jesus' words in Matthew 28,
在马太福音28章18节开始到20节。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
耶稣近前来对他们说, 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去做，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
At this point, salvation is assured.
所以呢, 在这里呢, 那个救赎呢, 已经是非常确定的。
Salvation is paid for.
救赎已经被得到, 已经得到救赎了。
What Jesus is saying here in Matthew 28 is not how to get salvation.
在这里, 马太福音28章, 耶稣不止在这里说, 你应该怎样得到这个救赎。
Many religions put the, put commands about spreading their religion as part of gaining salvation.
很多宗教呢, 都把他们教义的传播作为得到他们救赎的一个很重要的依据。
This is not so with Christ.
但, 但是呢, 这不是基督教不是这样。
His followers already have salvation.
因为我们基督徒已经得到了这个救赎。
And Jesus is going to go away back to his Father in heaven.
耶稣会回到天上和他的父神在一起。
He promises he will be back.
他应许说他会再来。
But we need to know what we need to do in the meantime.
但我们应该了解同时我们应该做什么。
So Jesus gives us what is often called the Great Commission.
所以耶稣这里给我们就我们经常所谈论的大使命。
What is the church supposed to be all about?
教会到底宗旨是什么? 应该做什么?
What is our goal?
我们的目标是什么?
What is our purpose?
我们的那个目的是什么?
What should our direction be?
我们将来的方向应该是什么?
Jesus gives Matthew 28 as kind of a direction.
在马太福音28章里面, 耶稣就给予我们这样一个目标。
Or in modern times, we could say it's kind of like a GPS.
就我们现在的话语来说，就是给了我们一个导航仪。
Now the most important things about a GPS, to us, at least the users, are two things.
对我们来说，使用导航仪呢，两个事情最重要。
First, it is the destination.
第一个呢是目的地。
Right. If there is no destination, the GPS does not do very much.
如果你没有那个目的地，给指示这个目的地 ，GPS 对你毫无用处。
It can tell you where you are.
可以告诉你你现在在哪里。
But it can't tell you to go anywhere.
但不能告诉你你到哪里去。
So you first need an address.
所以首先呢，你要有一个要去的地址。
The destination.
也就是你的那个目的地。
Where are you trying to get to?
你最终要到哪个地方去。
And then once you have that.
一旦你有了这个目的地,
the GPS supplies a list of directions.
然后呢, GPS 就给你不同的那个方向。
What streets do you drive on?
怎样那个街道你该怎么走, 从哪个街道走。
Do you make a left or a right?
是往左转还是往右转。
These are the things that a GPS tells you.
这个呢就是导航仪会告诉你去做的。
These two things are what the Great Commission tells us.
那么在大使命里面有哪些告诉我们哪些呢?
It tells us our destination and the route to get there.
也告诉我们最终的这个目的地和达到这个目的地的不同的那个路程。
But to understand Jesus' directions, we first have to understand a bit of the grammar.
要理解耶稣给我们这些大使命中的语言，首先我们可能先要讨论一下有关的那个语法。
In this, in Jesus' Great Commission, there are four verbs.
在耶稣的这个最后的大使命里面呢，出现了那个四个动词。
Verbs are the action words.
动词呢，就是只是行动的那个词。
They are go,
有去
make disciples,
做门徒
baptize,
施洗
and teach,
and 教训他们。
These four verbs are contained in the Great Commission.
在大使命里边呢，包含这四个动词。
But now we have to figure out which one is the direction.
我们就是要需要了解哪些词是表明我们的这个方向。
And which are directions?
哪个呢是我们的目的地？
There is only one command verb in this chapter.
在里面四个动词里面呢，只有一个词是那个命令式的。
And that command verb is make disciples.
这个起始句命令式这个动词就是做门徒。
So you can eliminate everything else and you just keep make disciples.
你可以把其他都去掉，但是一定要把那个做门徒留下。
And it would read like this. Jesus says, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, therefore make disciples.
所有地上天下的所有权柄都给了我，要使我的做我的门徒。
This is what he says the church is to be about.
这呢就是他指示我们教会所应该做的。
If you are wondering what God's will for your life is, it's right here.
你想知道神到底的心意是什么，那就是这里。
Jesus' command is make disciples.
耶稣的那个命令是做门徒。
It's a command.
是一个命令。
You must do this.
你一定要这么做。
If you do not do this, you're disobedient.
如果你不做，你就是不顺服。
The three other verbs are called participles.
另外三个词呢是那个分词。
Participles are helping verbs.
这些分词呢是来帮助主要的动词。
If make disciples is the destination, these other words are how to get there.
如果做门徒是最终的目的地，那么其他的几个动词呢是告诉你怎么达到那一步。
So our direction as a church is to make disciples.
我们所以教会的最终目的是要做门徒。
How do we get there?
我们怎么能够达到这个目的呢？
We go there by going.
我们去。
We get there by baptizing.
去做施洗。
We get there by teaching.
去教训其他人。
And we're going to unpack those other words in future months.
在今后几个月里面呢，我会具体再讨论这其他几个那个分词的动词。
But this morning, I just want to look at That one command.
今天早晨呢，我们主要讲就这样一个大使命
，make disciples，
做门徒。
Because if we do not get the destination right, it doesn't matter what we do.
如果我们那个最终的目的地不对，那么我们不管怎么做都不会正确。
We need to make sure that our destination is very clear.
所以我们要非常明确我们最终的这个目的地。
In fact, that is the theme for this year, 2017.
这个呢也是我们2011年教会追求的主题，做门徒。
So Jesus' command is to make disciples.
所以耶稣的命令是做门徒。
What is a disciple?
门徒是什么呢？
We might think that a disciple is a special kind of Christian.
你可能会想那个门徒可能就是一个比较特别的那个基督徒。
Sadly enough, many people in the church have never been through some kind of formal discipleship program.
很遗憾呢，我们教会大部分人呢都没有经受过那个做门徒的培训。
And so for many of us,Being a disciple sounds kind of foreign.
所以对我们来说，成为一个门徒似乎是一个非常遥远陌生的那个词。
But the Bible, in fact, in the book of Acts, calls Christians disciples.
在使徒行传里边，其实呢，就是把那个一般的基督徒都称为门徒。
Disciples are not some special class of Christian.
所以门徒并不是一个比较特别种类的基督徒的一部分。
There are those that come to Christ, and that's the general type of person, and then there's other people that get disciples.
或者说，我大家都认为一部分人是基督徒，其中的一小部分是我们称之为门徒，这是不对的。
There's only one kind of Christian.
只有一种基督徒。
And that is a disciple.
就是门徒。
Let's flip over to Luke chapter 14.
我们来看那个路加福音14章。
And Jesus describes what a disciple looks like.
在这里呢，耶稣在描述那个门徒应该是什么样的。
Luke chapter 14, verse 26.
在路加福音14章26节。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
What is a disciple?
所以这里门徒是指什么呢？
A disciple is someone who follows.
也就是一个跟随的人。
Now we all follow something.
我们呢，都跟随某些东西。
Whether it's our dreams,
不管是你的梦想
our ambitions,
或者你的雄心
a great teacher,
或者你跟随一个你敬佩的老师
an influential person in our lives,
或你生命当中有重大影响的人物
a sports hero,
或者一个运动员明星
we all have someone we follow.
我们呢都有一些人我们愿意跟随跟从。
And we model our lives after that person.
我们来学习这些人作为我们生活的榜样。
Jesus says, come follow me.
耶稣说来跟随我。
And his 12 disciples followed him throughout his earthly ministry.
他的十二个门徒在他整个生命做在地上的生命过程一直跟随他。
Wherever Jesus went, they went.
不管耶稣在哪里，他们就去哪里。
What Jesus saw, they saw.
不管耶稣看到的，他们也目睹。
What Jesus experienced, they experienced.
耶稣所经历的，他们也经历。
Whatever Jesus said, they heard.
不管耶稣说什么，他们都听到。
They followed him.
他们跟随耶稣。
And that is the qualification for being a disciple.
这个呢，也就是称为门徒所要跟随遵循的。
But it comes at a cost.
当然这种跟随也带来了代价。
Just like getting married comes with a cost.
因为你要结婚你也要必须承受一定的代价。
When you get married and you say yes I do to someone,
你当结婚的时候你说我愿意嫁给这个人。
What you are also saying is I say no to everyone else.
也就是说呢，你会对其他人说不，我不会再和其他人发生婚姻的关系。
You I choose as my spouse.
你呢，我选择你作为我的配偶。
Everyone else in the whole world I do not choose.
其他世界上的所有人我都不是我的选择。
The same is true for following Jesus.
对耶稣基督，跟随耶稣基督也是如此。
It costs something because when we follow Jesus, there are many things we cannot follow.
因为你一旦跟随耶稣基督，你就不能再追求其他的东西。
We cannot follow the path to success.
我们呢，那个不能再去那个跟随那个所谓成功的步骤。
We can't follow even our family or friends.
我们也无法再跟随我们的家庭朋友。
We can't follow a sports idol.
我们也没法继续去关心那个我们的运动员的偶像。
And it's costly.
这个呢也是有很大的代价。
Because when our friends are doing something that God does not approve of,
若我的朋友做些事情，神不所喜，神所不喜悦的。
We have to say, I can't follow you.
我们必须会说，我没法像你一样来做。
Because I'm a Christian.
因为我是个基督徒。
I'm a disciple.
我是个门徒。
And that means I'm following Jesus.
也就是说，我必须跟随耶稣基督。
And you are going that direction.
而你走了另外一个方向。
And Jesus is telling me to go that direction.
耶稣基督让我走这个方向。
And it may cost you some friends.
所以呢，可能会你丧失一些朋友。
It may cost you some relationships with family members.
或者给你的是你那个和家人的关系呢，受到一些损害。
It may cost you relationships at work.
也和你的那个工作场所的一些关系呢，受到伤害。
It may even cost you your job.
可能会让你丢掉你的工作。
Because some of you may have a boss that is following the path to success.
可能你有一个老板，他只是追求成功而已。
And to follow that path, he needs to cheat.
遵循这个成功的步骤，他必须欺骗。
And he says, go this direction.
他跟你说，走这个方向。
But you say, I'm following Jesus, and he's going a different direction.
但是我说，我跟随耶稣基督，我走另外一个方向。
I can't go your direction.
我无法追寻你的那个方向。
I can't do what you want me to do.
我不能做你所让我做的。
It may cost us our jobs.
可能会影响你丢掉你的工作。
It may cost us social respect, our face.
也可能会影响到你的那个社会那个地位，受到别人的尊重受到影响。
When our culture is going along a path and it says this is okay.
因为如果你的文化是说这样做的话是可以的，可以容许的。
But we're following Jesus.
但是我们跟随耶稣基督。
And Jesus says this is not okay.
也是说这是不对的。
We have to say, world, it can't go that way.
我们必须对我们的世俗世界说我们无法走这条路。
And we will be made fun of.
所以我们可能被人取笑。
We'll be ridiculed.
会被那个嘲讽。
We'll be written off.
或者被那个忽视。
It is costly to follow Jesus.
所以跟随基督是有代价的。
And even if none of that happens, it is still costly.
我刚才所说的一切尽量如果都不发生对你来说也是有代价的。
Because even in your heart of hearts, you will want things that Jesus says, no, that is not what I want.
因为在你的内心深处你喜欢做的一些事情可能耶稣会对你说我不喜悦这些事情。
And that is what Jesus says when he says to carry up your cross.
所以耶稣基督说你要背上十架。
Surrender your life to me.
把你所有的生活都献给我。
And follow me wherever I'm going.
不论我走在哪里跟从我。
No matter the cost.
不计代价。
That's what it means to be a disciple.
这就是成为门徒意味着什么。
And if you are a Christian sitting in this room, that is who you are.
如果你是一个基督徒坐在这里这就是你应该成为的。
If you take part in breaking bread meeting later on, this is who you are.
这就是你应该成为的基督徒的样式。
You are a disciple.
你是门徒。
You follow Jesus.
你跟随耶稣基督。
And because you are a disciple, Jesus says, now make disciples.
因为你是门徒，所以耶稣对你说，让其他人做门徒。
Lead other people onto the path that you are walking.
指引其他人来走你的走的这个路道路。
Tell other people that are on the path to somewhere else that there is a path to life.
告诉其他人在这条道路上有你生命的那个目的地。
That the path you're on looks good.
现在你的走的这条道路看上去很好。
It's broad.
看上去很宽广。
And some place you want to go.
这也是你愿意追寻的这个道路。
But in the end, it leads to death.
但最终会导致死亡。
Here is another path.
这里有另外一条道路。
It's more narrow.
可能看上去比较狭窄。
It's less popular.
可也不是那么受人喜爱。
It involves Jesus.
也涉及到耶稣基督。
But this is the only path to life.
但这是唯一的道路，把你引向生命。
You follow Jesus.
你跟随耶稣。
Lead other people to follow Jesus too.
也指引其他人跟随耶稣。
Now the question is, who? Who do we make disciples of?
的问题在于就是我们让什么人来做门徒呢？
And back in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus tells us.
在耶稣在马太福音28章耶稣基督告诉我们。
Verse 19 says, Therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
All nations.
万国万民做我的门徒。
Now the Greek word for nations is ethnos.
在希腊语里面那个万民的这个意思就是 ethnos.
And it means more than just political nations.
它的意远超于政治意义上的国度。
But also means people groups.
也包括不同的人群。
Or tribe.
各族。
Or families.
不同的家庭。
Jesus is commanding us to go and make disciples of all kinds of people.
所以耶稣命令我们把所有人各种各样的万民做我们的门徒。
All different nationalities, all different types of families, ethnicities everywhere.
不论种族、家庭、背景。
We look at the world and we see many majorities.
我们看我们的周围世界，总有那个主体民族。
It's white and black.
不管是黑白。
It's red, there's yellow.
红的还有黄的。
It's like one of the children's songs that my children sing in Sunday school.
也是我那个孩子在那个主日学里边唱的一个歌。
But this world, when you zoom in, contains much more than just those simple colors.
如果你把那个人群再聚焦看的话，你发现并不仅仅是这几种简单的色彩。
It contains hundreds, if not thousands, of small ethnic minorities.
可能有几百个，如果不是几千个不同的那个少数族类。
Most of them we have never even heard of.
很多族类我们根本可能都没有听说过。
Actually, there's so many different ethnic minorities just in China that I personally don't even know about.
在中国就有各种不同的少数族裔，我甚至根本都没有听说过的。
There's a book called Operation China. Operation China.
有一本书，英文名叫 Operation China.
It's a book published to help Christians and churches know how to pray.
这是那个帮助在中国的基督徒怎么那个祷告。
And it goes through the different parts of China.
他呢去看中国不同的那个地域。
And also the different ethnic groups in China.
也了解中国不同的那个族类。
I mean, China's big, right?
中国是很大的一个地方。
And this book is that big.
这本书也有那么厚。
Even within China, there's so many different ethnos.
所以在那个中国呢，哪怕在中国就有各种不同的种族人群。
Think about how many more would be even in the U.S.
可以想象在美国到底有多少。
And Jesus says, go make disciples of those people.
耶稣说，使这些人做我的门徒。
Those people need to know about salvation in Jesus Christ.
这些人呢需要知道耶稣基督的拯救。
Those people are living under darkness and under oppression of Satan, and they need salvation.
这些人生活在黑暗中，生活在那个魔鬼的权势下，他们需要得到这个拯救。
And no one's going to tell them unless you go.
除非你去，其他人就没有人能告诉他们。
Unless you go and make disciples.
你去，使他们做我的门徒。
Take them from the path of darkness that they're on and put them on the path of light.
把他们从黑暗的道路上引开，指向光明之道。
This is the amazing plan of God since even Genesis.
在创世纪以来，这就是神做了一个非常美好的计划。
And as I was examining the Old Testament, it was amazing to see God's heart for the nations.
如果我们在查考旧约的时候，就看神对我们人类的这个计划是多么的美好美妙。
Back in Genesis chapter 12, God makes a covenant with Abraham.
在出埃及那个创世纪十二章里面，那个神呢和亚伯拉罕立约。
And God says, "I'm going to bless you."
神呢，我会给你祝福。
Right, you're going to be my people.
你会成为我的子民。
And I'm going to be your God.
我会成为你的神。
But then He says.I'm going to make you a blessing to the nations.
但呢，我要以你那地上的万族都因你而得福。
That God's plan is to bless everyone.
所以神的计划是祝福所有人。
All the different nations of the world.
地上的万族万民。
And He chooses to start with Israel.
他从那个以色列开始，以色列人开始。
It starts with Israel.And it's supposed to go out everywhere.
从以色列人开始，然后呢，达到其他的所有人。
So when we get to Exodus, Israel is in Egypt.
所以在那个出埃及记的时候呢，以色列人在埃及。
And Exodus, God says, "I'm going to show these miracles in Egypt."
在出埃及记里面说呢，我要让这些埃及人看到我的神迹。
Why?
为什么呢?
So the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
所以埃及人才能知道我就是神，耶和华的神。
Wait, the Egyptians aren't the people of God?
难道埃及人是神的子民吗?
If anything, the Egyptians are the enemies of the people of God.
你甚至会想到埃及人是神的敌人。
And yet God is so concerned that He's going to show His miracles and even Egypt is going to know God is the Lord.
在这里神甚至这样关心埃及人想他们显示他的神迹让埃及人能够知道他是耶和华他是神。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 19.
在以赛亚书十九章。
Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19.
以赛亚书十九章十九节。
In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt, and a monument to the Lord at its border.
当那日在埃及及地中必有为耶和华筑的一座坛，在埃及的边界上必有为耶和华立的一根柱。
It will be a sign and witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, He will send them a savior and deliverer, and He will rescue them.
这都要在埃及地为万军之耶和华做记号和证据。埃及人因为受人的欺压，哀求耶和华，他就差遣一位救主做护卫者，拯救他们。
So the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and in that day they will acknowledge the Lord. They will worship with sacrifices and grain offerings. They will make vows to the Lord and keep them.
耶和华必被埃及人所认识，在那日埃及人必认识耶和华，也要献祭物和供物敬拜他，并向耶和华许愿还愿。
The Lord will strike Egypt with a plague. He will strike them and heal them. They will turn to the Lord, and he will respond to their pleas and heal them.
耶和华必击打埃及，又击打又医治埃及人，就归向耶和华。他必应允他们的祷告，医治他们。
In that day there will be highways from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will go to Egypt, and Egyptians to Syria. The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together.
当那日必有从埃及及通亚述去的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人也进入亚述，埃及人要与亚述人一同敬拜耶和华。
And in that day Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth.
当那日以色列必与埃及及亚述三国一律，使地上的人得福。
And look at this next verse.
下面一节。
The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance.
因为万军之耶和华赐福给我们说，埃及我的百姓，亚述我手的工作，以色列我的产业，都有福了。
This is all God's heart for the nations.
就是神对我们万国万民的心意。
Even those nations that are against God's people, He wants, blessed be that nation, my people.
甚至对那些反对神的子民的那个国家，神也要祝福他们，他们是我的民。
And this other nation, my handiwork.
它是我手的工作。
And this other nation, my inheritance.
还有其他的国度是我的产业。
And of course, we have to remember the book of Jonah.
我们还必须可以考察那个约拿书
，where God tells Jonah to proclaim the destruction of Nineveh to Nineveh。
当时呢，神指令那个约拿去那个尼尼微地宣告神要毁灭他们。
A people that are oppressing Israel。
他这个国呢，当时正在压迫以色列国。
And Jonah doesn't want to go。
约拿不想去。
Because he knows when he brings God's word to Nineveh.
因为他知道如果他把神的话带到尼尼微地去的话
They're going to hear the word of God and they're going to repent.
他们听到神的话语他们会悔改
They're going to ask for forgiveness.
他们会寻求忏悔饶恕
And the Lord God is going to have mercy on them and forgive them.
神呢会给他们施恩给他们怜悯来原谅他们
Oh, how strong is God's heart for the nations.
神对于国度的那个心情是多么的重大。
He longs for all the nations to repent and come to Him.
他期望所有的万国万民能够悔改归向他。
He desires worship from every nation on the earth.
他希望所有的万国万民来敬拜他。
Because His reign is a global reign.
因为他的治理是全球的。
His kingdom is a global kingdom.
他的国度是全球的国度。
His love is a global love.
他的爱是全球性的。
And to match that, he says, go and make disciples of all nations.
要达到这个目的，他只是命令我们使万国万民做我的门徒。
Don't leave out a single one.
不要把遗留任何一个人
Because I love them all.
因为我都爱他们
And I have authority and I rule and reign over all of them.
我有这个全地上天上地下所有的权柄
But they're not going to hear, they're not going to believe in Jesus.
但他们无法听到或者相信耶稣基督
Unless someone makes disciples.
除非你作为门徒使他们也作为门徒
And so that is our command
这就是我们接到了这个使命的命令
Jesus says in Acts You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you And you will be my witness to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world.
耶稣基督在使徒行传里说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，来做我的见证。
This applies to all of us.
这呢，应用于我们所有人的身上。
Not one of us is exempt from the commandment in Matthew chapter 28.
我们中没有一个人可以从那个马太福音二十八章这个大使命的命令当中那个得到解脱。
For we are all disciples.
因为我们所有都是门徒。
And we are all called to make disciples.
我们被呼召成为这个门徒。
Let us be obedient to our Savior.
那我们对我们的我们的拯救者顺服。
Not because we're trying to work our way into His favor and His grace.
并不是因为我们想竭力使讨他的欢喜。
We already have it.
我们已经有了。
What more can he give to us than he already has given?
他再多的给我们也是一样的。
But as we follow him, we see his heart.
我们要跟随他的心意，了解他的心意。
We see how his heart longs for the nations.
了解他的心意是多么渴望万国万民做他的门徒。
And in joy and thanksgiving,
来感恩，来欢喜，喜乐。
We go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything Jesus has taught us.
我们使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我吩咐你们的，教训他们。
Until that great picture in Revelation comes true.
直到在启示录里面这个最后的末日来临这个景象能够得到实现。
God shows John a picture of the end of time.
在末日末世的时候，神给我们这样一个图画。
And he sees a picture, a multitude beyond count.
他看了很多数都数不过来的人。
From every tribe and every tongue and every nation.
从各国各族各民各方来的。
Worshipping the Lord.
来敬拜神。
Let it be so.
让我们就成为这样的门徒。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blood.
我们天父的父神，我们感谢你为我们所流的宝血。
We thank you that you so loved us that you did die for us.
你爱我们到个地步，你在十架上为我们而死。
We thank you that you caused glory to be given to Jesus.
你从耶稣基督得到了这个荣耀。
That because of what Jesus has done, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord.
因为耶稣基督所做的，我们万民万国都要来他面前来称颂。
Lord, we thank you for such a salvation that is so great and so free.
我们感谢你给我们这个白白的恩典和拯救救赎。
But Lord, we look at your departing words and you say to make disciples.
我们这里来思想你最后留给我们他门徒的这些话语。
And we pray that you would help us do that.
我们祷告你能够帮助我们实现这些大使命。
Lord, this is no small thing that you have called us to do.
这绝不是一个简单的小的工作。
Lord, we see the darkness outside in the world and we're scared.
我们看到外面的黑暗权势使我们害怕。
And we're tempted just to stay in the church and be defensive.
我们害怕我们就在教会里面来保护我们自己。
To protect ourselves.
来保护我们自己。
From the corruption of the world.
来保护我们免于世俗的腐败。
But Lord, you have given us your Holy Spirit.
神，你给我们这个圣灵充满我们。
Spirit of power and of boldness.
给我们有能力的这个圣灵。
To not just be afraid of the darkness.
使我们不至于对害怕感对黑暗感到害怕。
But to go out into that very darkness.
去进入这个黑暗。
To bring the light of Jesus Christ.
把耶稣基督的光带进去。
Because there are people that you love that are perishing out in that darkness.
因为有你所爱的人在这个黑暗当中逐渐的死亡。
People that your heart longs for.
你的心情你渴望拯救的那些人。
People that your heart longs to bless.
又要你要祝福的那些人。
That you long to save.
你的心里想要拯救的人。
That you long to spend eternity with.
你想能够使他们得到永恒的生命的人。
Oh Lord, so send us out in your power.
神，我们祷告你给我们能力，让我们能够出去。
Give us boldness.
给我们这个勇敢。
Boldness to face the darkness in our schools.
能够面临我们学校的里的黑暗权势。
Boldness to face the darkness in our workplaces.
在我们工作场所的黑暗权势。
Boldness to face even darkness in our own families.
我们家庭里面的黑暗。
Boldness to go out where to the darkness where there aren't even any Christians around.
给我们这个勇气到那些地方跟似乎没有任何其他基督徒存在的地方。
Oh Lord, we pray for the nations.
我们为万国万民祷告。
We pray that they would turn to you.
我们祷告他能转向你。
That they would know their creator.
知道他们理解使他们能够知道他谁是他们的创造者。
And that they would know the name that saves.
他们能够知道那个名他的名。
The name of Jesus.
耶稣基督的名。
As for your glory, we pray this.
为你的荣耀我们祷告。
The glory of Jesus Christ.
以耶稣基督的荣耀祷告。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.